I don't know, you tell me.
Is everybody in?
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is Bob.
The ceremony is about to begin.
There you go.
Wake up!
Wake up.
Hey everybody, Miles. Title.
Yeah.
The show I invented a long time ago.
Yeah, okay.
Inspired by the ramblings of Bob Lament. Yeah. I pretty much single-handedly... well, you know the rest, anyway.
Coming up on 20 years, yeah. My friend. 20 years. Can you believe it?
What? Is it 20 years?
In January, it will be.
Holy crap. I never stood with anything for 20 years.
Haven't you been married for 20 years?
Oh, yeah, 25, yeah.
Just checking.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm like that kid that was in film class, the green hat.
Yeah.
O'Connor. Yeah, wow, 25 years, man. Yeah.
You know,
40 years yeah, the show.
There you go, exactly, see?
Yeah.
They don't call you the Lizard King, they call you the Tadpole King.
Thank you.
I am the Tadpole King. I can do anything. Yeah.
I'm more noble.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like a chameleon, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. At Thanksgiving, actually, this year, will actually be the 20th year that we actually started recording something.
Really?
Yes. We'll start the 20th year.
On Thanksgiving?
Yeah, because you and I talked the day after Thanksgiving, and we did a test show. And at that time, I was still working on the website, and I was trying out a way to record over the telephone.
Yeah.
And that test show actually did not air then. It did not go online then. It went online in July when I was on vacation. And then it was called Blue Lips.
What?
That was your first story, was Blue Lips.
Really?
Yeah.
My movie idea?
Yeah. Yep.
Really? No, come on.
And then,
really?
And then I finished the website, and we started recording in December. But I always say the official is January 1st, because that's when we actually started doing it every week. Recording, that is.
Wow.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
Yep. So it's very close. Very close.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, your Blue Lips was one of the first, I think it was that one. I may have to look it up. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought Blue Lips was one of the first things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't remember what mine was, but I remember what yours was.
You got a good memory, kid. I don't even know, man. I don't fucking...
Yeah, well, that's because, you know...
Yeah.
I actually, try to conserve my brain rather than just,
Yeah.
You know, pornography dulls the senses.
Don't ever say that again.
So, yeah. But, yeah, 20 years. It was 20 years ago today.
They say 11% of people orgasm from a foot massage.
What? 11?
That, I'm reading this. It's got to be true. It's on Facebook, so it's got to be true.
It's on Facebook. Really? Like,
I have never ever.
Is this
ever,
men or I've, women or both or what? So there's some guy who's getting his foot rubbed and he ejaculates or what?
People, man. People.
People.
Let's get that one.
Maybe that was one that you should have mentioned.
Fetishes are fun. What is yours?
Is that, are you asking me?
I don't really want to know yours. Be very weird, and I don't mean weirdness sexually. It's just weird in general.
I don't know that I have a fetish, to be honest with you. I don't think that I do.
What sexual activities do you consider totally off limits?
Are you going to self-reveal on this question or what?
Probably using binoculars to look in the next dorm, you know, over the courtyard from your dorm to do stuff, I guess. That's
off limits?
I don't know. I've heard. I don't know. It's more of a guideline, I guess.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. Off limits, you know? I don't know. That's a good question. I don't want to get beat up.
Yeah, but no, I don't want to know. I really don't. Yeah, I retract that question.
I don't like the pain thing. There you go.
Yeah, well, there we go, right there. Bob has revealed.
Yeah.
Revealed something we really didn't want to know.
Well, hey, you asked the question. I was just trying to be a good host here.
Yeah. Women are more likely to give oral sex than men.
Give it to who?
It doesn't say.
Yeah, okay. I wonder why that is. Is there a study behind that?
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know? Be nice to understand that a little more.
Yeah. I didn't make up these facts. I paid it on Facebook, though.
Yeah, okay. What's the next one? Just keep going.
Skipping through some of these. I really I'm afraid you're going to answer them honestly, and I really don't want to know.
Miles will be posting this full list on the... He'll be sharing it on his Facebook feed if anybody wants to... see all of the things he was skipping.
Yeah.
Probably involved animals or something. I don't know.
Oh, man.
You're skipping a lot. I mean, getting the next question is taking a while here. I'm getting a little worried.
Tell me a sentence you could both say during sex and at a job interview. That'd be funny. Oh, man. Tell me a sentence you could use both.
I'm so glad you came here today.
I'll take it. I was expecting more.
How long will this take? I know things I want to do.
I'm having too much fun with the
website. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Here's one for you. How do you like your nipples pleasured?
Why is that for me?
I'm afraid you're going to answer it. Once again, I don't really want to know. I really do not. Well, you know, what I really like.
I don't like them. Yeah. I don't like you to... To tweak them or anything, that's for sure.
They're off limits. I'm sorry. You leave my boobs alone.
Yeah, you're the one that has, you know, my breasts are very nondescript.
Oh my god. Yeah, I don't know. I thought this was a good idea at first, but now I'm rethinking the whole thing.
I have not seen you without your actually, I'm trying to think. I have seen you without your shirt recently, but Because you were on FaceTime or whatever, you were on FaceTime with Skype. Without your shirt on. But the last time I saw you, like, you know, no shirt at all, it was probably in college, and you looked like a nursing mother. So, you probably have a lot more going on there. Excuse me.
I was very skinny and pale at one time. I probably looked like Sandra Locke or something.
Well, yeah, you know, but like, your nipples were very, you know,
pronounced.
They were very contrasting.
Yeah. Thank you for noticing. Thank you.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
I want to touch one.
No, I was, because they're all hairy. I was just like, I've never seen man nipples like that, honestly.
Thank you very much. Thank
I was like, are you pulling on them or something? They're awful red.
Oh my god.
Let me look here. Yeah, mine definitely do not look like anything like yours.
Part of me thinks this is funny, and part of me is like really repulsed right now.
Which part?
Oh, wait, here you go. Okay. Women with a PhD are twice as likely to be interested in a one-night stand.
What?
Women with a PhD are twice as likely to be interested in a one-night stand.
I would probably agree with that, yes.
You think?
Well, I know a few.
Yeah. I know a little.
I know more than a few, and I'd say that makes logical sense to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Do you want me to elaborate or no?
I don't know. See, I'm afraid this is going to open up so many doors with this that I don't know.
No, I'm just going to say that they're,
this,
you know,
the lady was sticking like Hot Wheels up her coochie or something. I don't want to hear the
story again. No, she didn't have a PhD. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
That lady who kept sticking stuff up there and telling me about it, no PhD.
Didn't she want to show you it too, though? She's like, hey, listen.
Well, I think that she alluded to that, yes, and I was very, I didn't know what to do, to be honest with you.
I live with my battery is very low on my phone, so I cannot.
I was, well, this was prior to most, this was a long time ago now, but I was on the street. So, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was standing on the street during this whole conversation, so.
I thought you were like in some pub or something.
I was, but we hadn't gone in yet. It wasn't quite time to go in, so.
I thought you were at, the Regal Beagle with Larry.
I was at the Blue Note in Columbia, Missouri.
The Blue Oyster?
The Blue Note. No, I'd stepped out, I think, to get some air. I was waiting for something to happen, and it was really hot in there, and I stepped outside, and this lady started accosting me and telling me all about the things she stuck up her twat.
You want to see a magic trick? Nope.
She's like, I can't remember how that conversation started. She started chatting with me like normal. And the next thing you know, she's telling me about, you know, I can stick 10 quarters up my hoo-ha and walk around.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, what? How do we get here?
You want to see the scarf trick? Nope.
This was even before Facebook, I'm pretty sure, so. This would have been the early 2000s, probably, so.
Yeah.
I should have... You know, had I been, you know, thinking, I should have recorded that somehow, but I don't think I had anything with me at the time, so.
Yeah.
So, well, I was waiting on somebody else, and it was early, like normal, and I just kind of was waiting around, so.
Yeah.
And I, for whatever reason, people are attracted to talk to me.
Yeah.
I think because I sit around looking like I don't want anybody to talk to me.
Yeah.
And then they just come over because they're like, hey, that guy looks like he doesn't want anybody to talk to him.
Right.
So they just sidle up to me and start talking to me, so. What are you doing here? I'm waiting on somebody. Oh, by the way.
By the way.
By the way, I have a different version of the Fuzzy Pumper Barbershop.
If you've got a roll of quarters, I'd like to do a magic trick for you.
That's right.
Really?
Oh, I'm up for magic tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's not the only person who's told me weird shit while I was sitting around somewhere.
Yeah.
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 So, what's the next question? Are we just going to do these questions tonight? What's happening here?
There's a statement that says, masturbation relieves depression and leads to higher self-esteem.
Well, Miles.
If that's the case... I can tell you that right now.
I think if that's the case, then if you weren't, you know, allowed to touch yourself, you'd be near suicidal.
Yes, that is true.
Oh, my Lord. I don't know. Do you think that's true? You really think that's true?
Well, I'll show you all that.
What?
Go to sleep.
What?
It helps you go to sleep.
Oh.
Why? What did you think I said?
I wasn't sure.
Oh, okay.
I thought you said I'd like to fuck some sheep.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. That's on the bucket list. Yep. You got me.
I'm like, what? Is that another question?
Yeah, that's a question. Yeah, I'm into that, man. What?
It helps me go to sleep, okay.
Oh, man.
Honey, don't give me those sleeping pills. I got better ideas.
Don't need the ambient tonight.
Just hold this iPad about a foot away from my face.
Give me the surplus.
I think this is going to be a two-hander, so. I really got to get some Z's, you know?
First, I got a long day tomorrow. And,
Wait, there's the mile title, Miles title invention.
Yeah.
It's it's a neck device that holds your phone or iPad a foot away from your face.
Mm-hmm.
With a Kleenex dispenser on the back.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put it on and, you know, do your business, and then you've got a handy cleanup mechanism. Just reach behind the iPad, and then you got a surplus. I think this is a winner. I'm just saying.
It could be. Could be.
Could be. Move over Google Glass.
Yeah.
And then you can get the patented David Carradine Michael Hutchence model, which squeezes your neck while you're doing it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'll give you what you need.
That's right. He's like, I gotta get some sleep. Mm.
Sup for Kate, the number 8.
Everybody's too young to remember any of that.
No one will know. I'll be like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Poor Michael Hutchence.
Gents, what's the first thing you notice about a woman?
I've already revealed this, so. When we talked to John Hargrave in an interview a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said the eyes.
The eyes.
The eyes, yeah. Unless I'm not very close.
Hair and teeth are important.
Really? What are you, like, looking for a horse or what?
Hair and teeth, yes. Good hair is always good. Good teeth.
Right.
A lazy eye, I would mark you down for points.
So I guess I'm out of the norm there, and I said eyes, so.
Missing digits on either hand.
Right, yeah, that freaks me out. That freaks me out.
That'd be a markdown immediately.
Right, that was Stacy What's-Her-Face's friend had a missing
digits. Oh, yeah, that freakish girl, yeah. Yeah,
a girl with the nose that could break glass.
Yeah, yeah. What was her name, Carla or something?
I don't remember. I just remember shaking her hand and thinking we're missing something.
What the elf happened to her fingers?
Right, exactly. I'm like, she's too young to be in an industrial accident.
I don't like bad tattoos. Tattoos are nice, but I don't like bad tattoos.
On the face or just anywhere?
Just anywhere. I mean, like, even if it's like on your ankle and it's like a really bad one, that's just like a complete turn off.
Really? Okay. Well, go figure.
Yeah.
I would think that if you could see a woman's tattoo, you would be turned on because generally speaking, they're not so out in the open, so.
Yeah.
That's my guess on you. But then again, you could be, you know, pushing back depression and you're not outside, so.
Well, I know how to handle depression now. I just looked it up, so yeah.
Okay, what else? What else you got? We might as well just keep going with this at this point.
No more Wellbutrin for me, that's what I say.
Yeah.
God, I don't even want to. I'm going to regret it. I'm going to regret this. What's the craziest place you've ever had a quickie? And if you say in the butt, so help me God.
It's pretty crazy there, Miles.
Let me tell your story.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know.
I don't know that it sounds too crazy, but probably in the bathroom at a party. Yeah, it was my grandma's birthday party, yes. No.
With my cousin, it was just my cousin. Oh, my God.
No.
It was horrible.
It was like a regular drinking party.
I was at family reunion, I think.
That's not crazy, though. How about yourself? You're going to answer a question or no? You're not going to answer it.
This isn't about me today. I don't know. I don't even know.
Okay. Well, where was the craziest, quickest place you masturbated? Driving down the freeway.
Yeah, I don't want to answer that.
Yeah, okay. No, fair enough.
Oh, my gosh. That was too funny.
I don't know that was crazy, though, to be honest with you. Well, at the time, I can tell you it wasn't crazy, but, you know.
Yeah, that was a good party, huh?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Mm.
Huh.
Yeah, I feel for the person who had to go in there and use the lavatory afterwards, but...
What's your favorite part of a man's body?
My favorite part of a man's body?
Ladies.
Oh.
What?
What's a lady's favorite part of a man's body?
Yeah.
Probably his wallet.
That's right.
No respect.
Oh, man.
The favorite part of my wife's favorite part of my body is my wallet. Hey!
Oh, well, here's another one we really don't want to ask about.
All right.
What sex act wasn't as good as you thought it would be? paying for it.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. paying for it.
Oh, okay.
Sex? No, I don't know.
Okay, I don't. That's a good question. I don't know. So far, I've been batting 1,000, so I don't think I have anything to complain about.
It didn't go very good. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I can't think of anything.
Yuck, I'm not even reading that.
Jeez. Oh, come on now. Be brave.
10% of people have had sex at work. I would agree with this.
Only 10%? I would say that's probably about right, because, yeah.
Because I know someone who works with some... But it always seems like there's always stories of these people hooking up a lot. So I
really?
Say that's probably, yeah.
Go figure. No, I don't think... I've never done that, as far as I can recall, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not at work. That's just a little weird.
Yeah.
That's my thought. But I'm sure it happens, so.
Oh, this sucks. What the fuck is this?
Have to elaborate there. We can't see what you're looking at.
This is a statement. It says, nachos, beer, pizza, and soft drinks can cause a drop in testosterone level.
Yeah.
They're linked to low sperm count. Blah. Jeez.
What do you care?
Yeah, I know, but man, come on. Really?
It's all the salt and the sugar.
That's all the good stuff, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, if you can persevere, it means you're doing pretty well, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the last thing in your mouth?
What?
What was the last thing in your mouth?
The last thing in my mouth? Popcorn tonight.
Popcorn, there you go. Popcorn.
Yeah.
Yep. I'd have to say Diet Dr. Pepper for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah, no, popcorn. I just had some popcorn not too long ago, so... That or water, because I was drinking water, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got one or two more here to finish out the evening, or no?
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't want to interrupt your like, floating off into la-la land here.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to skip some of the weird ones, okay? This is WTF Sex Facts, by the way, on Facebook, so.
Okay.
Here's the second to last one. If you were offered $800 million to never have sex again in your life, would you accept, yes or no?
Sure.
I mean, how are they going to monitor it?
That's right. How are they going to monitor? Now, do they mean, like, self-love or just with another person or, you know?
Yeah. Well, they can't stop you. Like, well, you didn't say, you know, what I can't do, right?
Right, exactly. See?
If I was
20 something, yeah, maybe I might answer that differently, but
yeah,
at this point, I think I'd take the money, so.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not that I, you know, want to be done with it, but that's a lot of money, so.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Let's not be stupid here.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's a lot of money.
They said like $1,000, though. They'll be like, fuck off. What are you talking about?
I just pay off my mortgage. Oh, I'll think about it. I'm going to be honest.
You're cheap. Pay off your mortgage.
Yeah, I know. I am cheap. You're right. I'm a cheap fucker.
So. I mean, it's got to be, you know, up towards a million or something for me to... I'm like, I don't know. If it's not life-changing, I don't want to change my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
Huh.
Now,
okay.
Would it come with the consequence of, like, being castrated or something? I don't know. Then that's a different story, but...
No, come on now.
If you just raise your right hand and say, yeah, I'm not going to do that no more, I think we'd be safe to say yes.
Yeah, I probably won't do it anymore.
Yeah, see?
Probably. I probably won't.
If they're going to, you know... stitch you up or something, then I had to think about that. That was poor phrasing on the question. One last one here, Miles.
Name a way to ask for oral sex without using eat, suck, or lick.
The turtle's drying out. I think that's our ending.
Yeah.